Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Presidential hopefuls weigh in on Dallas. The slain suspect in a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified him as Micah Xavier Johnston of Mesquite. That's a suburb of Dallas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed, seven other officers wounded in the ambush. The presumptive presidential nominees for the Democrat and Republican parties have both weighed in with their perspectives on the week's tragedies. Hillary Clinton speaking before an AME church in Philadelphia.
Rebuilding our communities where the police and citizens all see themselves as being on the same side will require contributions from all of us.
Donald Trump posted this comment on his Facebook page.
We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization and total chaos. The deaths of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota also make clear how much more work we have to do.
The shootings are prompting President Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. The decision did not change the U.S. leaders' plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw on Saturday, after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We do not and we will not recognize Russia's illegal and illegitimate annexation of Crimea.
President Obama announced that the U.S. will be sending nearly 1,000 troops to Poland as a deterrence to Russian aggression. This is VOA News. Authorities in a Pakistani border province say that steps are being taken to prevent police harassment of Afghan refugees, but have vowed to continue arresting and deporting those with no legal status. Pressure has grown, especially from host communities calling for authorities to send Afghans to their home country, citing economic and security concerns. Imran Khan is the chairman of Pakistan's PTI party, that is the leading provincial ruling coalition.
What we need is the help from the seniors of the Afghan refugees, who then cooperate with the police, which is what I've been trying to do, so that these criminals are isolated from the bulk of the refugees.
According to the United Nations, recent political tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have also added to the challenges for one of the largest and most protracted refugee situations in the world. But Khan says that efforts are being made to ensure a comfortable stay for Afghans who are there legally.
There is no doubt that these are people living in desperate situations, and they are not there out of their own will. It's because of the situation of Afghanistan. And it is our duty to ensure that they live as comfortably as we can make them live.
KP province, which borders Afghanistan, hosts most of the refugees, despite being the smallest of all the four Pakistani provinces. The sounds of gunfire yesterday afternoon outside the state house in South Sudan. Journalists on the inside hit the floor to protect themselves. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shooting broke out near the presidential compound and other parts of the capital of Juba on Friday. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader-turned-Vice President Riek Machar were at the compound preparing for a news conference regarding a separate clash from late Thursday when the gunfire erupted. First Vice President Riek Machar.
We want to continue this process of dialogue among ourselves, resolving issues so that the country comes out of the conflict. So we are calling on all the population, all South Sudanese, whether armed or not armed, to respect ceasefire. Your government is making efforts to ensure that the peace agreement is implemented.
Both men, along with second Vice President James Igo, went ahead with the news conference. There was no immediate word on who was involved in Friday's shooting. Casualties are reported to be over 100. According to military spokesmen, the Nigerian army has cleared a major road that links the country to Cameroon and Chad after wresting control from the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Dignitaries from Nigeria and the UN participated in a ceremony to officially reopen the road in Borno State. That's in Nigeria's north. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Good evening and welcome to Nightline Africa. We are coming to you live from the English service of the Voice of America. Thanks for joining us. I'm Peter Clotty in Washington.
Everybody's sad. You know, we have these five police officers gunned down. We would like to see the justice follow its course. I mean, that's how we determine the legal justice in America. We don't take law in our own hands.
An African reacts to the deadly ambush in Dallas, Texas, that left five police officers dead and others injured.
We are awaiting the arrival of one representative or one political party because we cannot go ahead and print the ballot papers for presidential elections without the presence of all the political party representation.
Zambian electoral officials and political party representatives monitor the printing of ballot papers to be used for the upcoming August elections.
Red linkage between Nigeria, Cameroon, and Chad. That is the road that links the ancient town of Maiduguri. And it has been reopened as quite a number of vehicles are now flying the road.
The Nigerian army reopens a major road network in Borno State, leading to a surge in business activities. Those stories and more coming up on Nightline Africa. U.S. President Barack Obama will cut short a trip to Europe and travel in the coming days to Dallas, Texas, where a deadly ambush left five policemen dead. Obama, who is in Poland for a NATO summit, will return to Washington Sunday night, a day earlier than planned. The U.S. leader called the Dallas shooting a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on officers who were performing their jobs. For more on the Dallas shooting, viewers Michael O'Sullivan joins us live via telephone link-up. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm standing here in front of the Dallas Police Department headquarters with the city skyline in the background, and there is a memorial set up, two police cars that are covered with flowers and stuffed animals and notes and cards of condolences to the families of the officers and to the injured officers. And people are just coming by to pay their respects throughout the day.
Now, looking at the latest development on the ground, what is the reaction in the street after going there and talking to people there?
Well, you know, the city itself is still sectioned off, the downtown, immediate downtown area, as a crime scene. However, once you get out of the immediate center of the city, life is going on as normal. You know, people have been working, shopping, as you'd expect, although things are very quiet downtown. When you talk to people, you get a sense of shock. You know, one young man I was talking to said, "This is not Dallas." He says, "There may be some divisions of class according to how much money people make, but it's not really divided along racial lines here the way it is in some places." And it's a very international city. Major cities in Texas, Houston, Dallas, have a lot of immigrants. And they're very cosmopolitan these days. So it's not the kind of thing that people really expected. And the other thing is that the Dallas Police Department they have a lot of black officers. It's an integrated force. And they have an active outreach program of community policing. So the officers you talk to really say this hurts them directly. This is, you know, it's something they just feel in the gut.
Mike, if I may ask you, do you have any details about the memorial services scheduled for tomorrow or the coming days?
I don't have any details on that, I know there will be a lot of people going to church on Sunday, religious services. And I know there will be a lot of reflection on what's happened. And, of course, we expect a major memorial to be coming up at some point in the coming days. I assume Sunday, as you're saying.
Thank you very much, Mike. That was VOA's Michael O'Sullivan. He spoke with me from Dallas, Texas. For more on the reaction from the African community in Dallas, I reach Jock Diop, a South Sudanese who is based there.
Peter, you know, the reaction has been really overwhelming. We didn't know that something like this could happen to us in Dallas, especially knowing the police force that we have in Dallas. And so, you know, we were just saddened. I mean, everybody's sad to see that, you know, we have these five police officers gunned down. We would like to see the justice follow its course. Obviously, going through that, I mean, that's how we determine the legal justice in America. We don't take law in our own hands.
In the African community of which you belong, what was the discussion about when you heard news about this and the subsequent reaction following the vigil that was held for the slain police last night?
It was very emotional. I mean, people are talking about this, you know, this police you know, shooting in America, you know, because we're being affected too. And obviously, coming to this country, you know, for safety and other things in life, it's very alarming that we see that, you know, in America, we came to shelter, you know, for security. And yet, things like this are happening. And, you know, it's kind of concerning in our community. And the conversation is, how do we ensure that we are safe? How do we interact with police, knowing all this that are happening across the country? How do we talk to our children and tell them about all these incidents that are happening? The community was overwhelmed. I mean, everybody is grieving, and these people are a part of our family. They have families. They have kids. You know, we are so taken by this event because we didn't think in a bit that this could come to our neighborhood.
I spoke with some Africans, for that matter, and they were saying they will be going to some of the memorial services, among other things. What is the sense that you're having about showing support, among other issues, of those who lost their lives?
Well, you know, certainly even myself, I'm planning to go into one of the memorials for the police officers, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm talking to friends, and we want to show our support for the community because we belong here. We live in this community. And so whatever we need to do to support these five officers and to support our police force in Dallas, we will definitely do that. And so, you know, it's just, you know, that this incident happened unexpectedly and people are just trying to piece together what happened. People are grieving. People are trying to think about how can we prevent this in the future. So there's a lot of mixed emotion going on in Dallas.
Jock Diop is a South Sudanese based in Dallas. He spoke with me from Dallas. Printing in Dubai of ballot papers to be used for Zambia's elections is progressing steadily. It's expected to be complete with all documents transported to polling stations in time for the Southern African country's elections on August 11. The Dubai-based Al Ghurair Printing Company is preparing all ballot papers to be used for presidential, legislative and local elections and any other referendums. Sylvia Bwalya is the deputy spokesperson for the Electoral Commission of Zambia, or ECZ. She told me the printing will commence after a representative of the ruling Patriotic Party arrives in Dubai on Saturday for the presidential ballot.
So far, we've printed referendum ballot papers in full, that is in 100%, and this finished today. And in terms of mayoral and chairperson's ballot papers, this started printing yesterday, and we expect to finish the printing of these ballot papers by tomorrow. And currently, we are proofreading the local government ballot papers.
Does that mean that the presidential ballot papers will be the last to be printed?
Well, it may be because we are awaiting the arrival of one representative or one political party, and that is from the PF. Because we cannot go ahead and print the ballot papers for presidential elections without the presence of all the political party representation.
so far that you've printed these ballot papers with these representatives being there, apart from the PF representative, what has been their reaction? What have they told you? Have they raised any concerns at all?
You might be aware that referendum ballot paper proofs were sent to Lusaka for them to append their signatures, and then they were returned after that. And that's how we went ahead and did the printing for the referendum ballot papers. And for the mayoral as well, we went ahead and did that, and we are printing, as you may be aware.
Looking at the rest of the printing of the ballot papers, when do you expect the totality or the final ballot papers to be complete, and when do you expect to take all these sensitive materials to Lusaka?
Well, what I can tell you is that the printing of ballot papers is actually on course right now, and we expect that we will be on time for the elections in terms of completing the whole process of printing the ballot papers. And I'm sure that we are going to be giving you progress as we go on.
What is the arrangement after these ballot papers are printed? What is the security arrangement to transport them from Dubai to Lusaka, Zambia, before the election?
The ballot papers will actually be transported to Lusaka by cargo plane, and then people in Lusaka there are going to be there to be able to witness the arrival of these ballot papers, and including these people that are here, because they are going to actually go ahead in Lusaka, and they will be able to check whatever has been packaged. Even before they package them, the people that are witnessing the printing here are going to be there from the packaging up to the loading of these ballot papers. So they are going to be there at every stage of the process.
Wouldn't they be allowed to be part of the team to accompany the ballot papers to Lusaka? They will not be on the same cargo plane?
They will not be on the same cargo plane, but these people will be in Lusaka and they will be at hand to be able to receive the ballot papers.
What will be the Electoral Commission's message to the people of Zambia as this printing of these ballot papers continue in Dubai?
The people of Zambia should be assured that the printing of ballot papers is on course, and the observers that are here to observe the printing of the ballot papers, they are observing the process at every stage. And all the stakeholders that are here right now are very happy. They are actually very happy with the quality control and assurance, and also the security and the environment of the printing company, and also the security features as well. And they are also happy with the speed at which the machines and the equipment that this printing company has for printing the ballot papers. So everything is on course, and the people of Zambia must be assured, as much as the people that they've sent to witness the printing on their behalf are happy that everything is going well.
Sylvia Bwalya is the deputy spokesperson for the Electoral Commission of Zambia, or ECZ. She spoke with me from Dubai. The Nigerian army has cleared a major road that links the country to Cameroon and Chad after wrestling control from the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Colonel Sani Kukashika Usman is the Nigerian military spokesman. He says the road links the towns of Maiduguri, Difa, Gambarungala, and many others. Colonel Usman told me the region has seen a sharp rise in business activities since the army wrestled control from the militants.
On Wednesday, Borno State Governor, along with the Chief of Army, several other dignitaries, including Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations in charge of humanitarian activities for the Sahel, were there to reopen the major economic artery of not just Borno State, but trade linkage between Nigeria, Cameroon, and Chad. That is the road that links the Asian town of Maiduguri down to Mafa, Difa, Logomani, Gambarungala, all the waterfall, and to those beyond. In fact, the road about from Forces up to Cameroon Republic and Chad Republic, it goes as far as Central African Republic. And it has been opened at quite a number of vehicles are now flying the road.
Talking about security measures along that important artery that leads to neighboring Cameroon and Chad and beyond, will there be adequate security cover to ensure that these armed groups do not attack people on the road that might not necessarily have security protection along those routes?
No, we have taken adequate security measures. Remember, this is not the first time we are reopening roads. Several others have been reopened, and we have not had any mishap or incidents of security breach. And I can tell you, we have even improved tremendously. Apart from the normal patrol, we have more than technology usage of, drones and aircraft flying, you know, over the road. So automatically, adequate measures have been taken to ensure that we protect the lives and properties of motorists flying the road. And remember, not quite long, we had this this motorbike battalion whose job is also to patrol the road. And they have been reinforced beyond the normal number we had before. And, of course, we have all the vehicular patrols flying the road, apart from the military formations and units along the road.
What about trucks that carry goods moving to and from the area, transporting them to neighboring countries and beyond?
Quite a number of them. Like last Wednesday, when the road was formally reopened, no fewer than 40 trailers came along with us. And as soon as we are done with the ceremony at the gate and the choir, they proceeded beyond. Some of them were stopping at the border town of Gamborungala. Others are going as far as Chad and Cameroon. And as of yesterday, also morning, the report I got, we had no fewer than 44 trailers and 42 other cars, you know, flying the road, you know, going to various parts of Borno State, and of course going as far as Cameroon and Chad also. And I believe there are more.
How are the people reacting following the reopening of this main artery?
Honestly, the reaction was very, very encouraging to the point that some people were shedding tears of joy. Some were hailing the military. Some were sending, you know, greetings and praying hard. You need to see the mammoth crowd that gathered, hailing, thanking for this unprecedented act.
Colonel Sani Kukashika Usman is the Nigerian military spokesman. He spoke with me from the capital, Abuja. The president of the Central African Republic marks his first 100 days in office Sunday, and the United Nations has encouraged refugees living in neighboring Cameroon to go home. But the refugees are mostly staying put, saying the CAR remains a dangerous and disorderly place. For VOA, Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports from the border town of Garoua.
Thousand people from the Central African Republic live at this camp in eastern Cameroon. Some have been here since the conflict in the CAR erupted in 2013. The election of CAR President Faustin Archange Touadéra earlier this year looked like a turning point. After he was inaugurated, refugees here say they started preparing to return home. But those preparations have stopped. The UN Refugee Agency recently organized a voluntary relocation exercise, Only 3% of the refugees accepted the chance to go back to the CAR.
S'il n'y a pas la paix, on ne peut pas envisager le retour. Et si retour y est, c'est d'abord...
54-year-old refugee Bienvenue Tadera says there is no peace in their country. He says even if peace had returned, the decision to go back should be individual. He says authorities in his country have not been making decisions that would help reintegrate people like him who lost everything in the war. Ekodo Yannick, president of the Association for Central African University Students in Cameroon, says many of them plan to seek greener pastures in developed countries.
Ils font des dossiers au HCR et au HCR les trouver des pays d'accueil. D'autres sont en train d'aller au Canada.
He says many students prefer to ask international agencies like the UNHCR to negotiate with families that could agree to host them in developed countries like Canada and the United States, where they could get jobs instead of returning to the CAR, where there is a lot of disorder. He says many of them have lost their families and will not accept returning and suffering. In all, Cameroon hosts 300,000 refugees from the CAR. Rebels overthrew the government in Bangui in 2013, and efforts to unseat the rebels later tipped the country into sectarian conflict. Fighting continues to flare up in the capital and other parts of the country. This week, the UN human rights chief said he fears a re-escalation of violence in coming months. Cameroonian officials say tensions are also mounting near the border between host communities and refugees. Manga Timothy Bell works at the refugee camp at Garoua Boulaye.
Une partie de ces réfugiés, quelques-uns rentrent déjà, mais la grande majorité.
He says most refugees are refusing to return home, saying that if peace had returned, the military would not need to escort the vehicles transporting humanitarian assistance to their country. And he says the host population has been complaining that the refugees are responsible for the kidnappings for ransom and highway robberies in Garoua Boulaye. Jose Katunda, head of the UNHCR office in the Cameroon town of Meganga, says they need to improve conditions for refugees.
Il faudrait que les trois gouvernements se conviennent, le gouvernement camerounais, le gouvernement...
He says it is imperative for the governments of Cameroon and the Central African Republic and the UN Refugee Agency to sit down and discuss the future of the refugees and agree on the conditions under which the refugees can return home if they want. He says there should be a political will to help refugees rebuild their lives. The question is, will the refugees want to rebuild their lives in the CAR? Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Garoua Boulaye, Cameroon.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1500 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Thank you.
You are listening to Nightline Africa on the English service of The Voice of America. I'm your host, Peter Clotter, in Washington. And coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, the Saturday music spot from our collection of music from the continent. And right now, it's time for music from our African collection. Enjoy what we have for you today.
It's been 40 years and a day since they came to take her away. She got 20 years in jail for riding the freedom train. In the end, she had to leave herself. To exile in LA.
Mario, Luca ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario mosalo be kolinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye e. Na boyiko baby sanzoto na matanga na lembi e. Mario na lembi e. Mario na baye e.
Oh Mario, nasi na pekisa yo. Kolinga kapesi bazai na mbongo. Yo kandengi azaliko kabayo. Na mitema ya basipe na mibali. Yo motoze na badiplom mitano Mario. Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario. Pona nini osako baby saka usambu sakombo nobo Mario. Ah, nalembi.
Ba protinga na pakolaka. Zote koma sembe sembe. Oko pete gana soka. Lobi na sua maladi ya cancer. Lobi tango na kopola yo kimi na ye. Mario na ba ye. Mario na lembi ye.
Ba familia Mario bakani saka. Mario ape saka na mosoro. Nzo ganga moto na la tisaka ye na le isaka ye na la lisaka ye. Mario na lembi ye. Bima bima nanda konanga Mario. Bona nini nyongo ya bolingo eh.
Kupete na nasua, epa izua ya lokuta. Epa izua ya biloko eh.
Bakuta kinga na yango.
Ikambo moke mosala kobo
mabiloko ya ndako
eh. Nasomba na lebi eh. Mario na baye. Mario na lembio.
Mario, okutinga na biloko mombali mosusu asomba. Oyo kwelingi akofanga te Mario. Oyo kwelingi te olia na mesa. Kaka soki zue kangyo na poitrine. Oliaka kopeta ngai na koboma biloko. Mario, sinasalisa yo mingi. Diploma simangamu nasalisaki yo Mario. Bongo leonga kumi mwasi mabe. Mario likambote. Ah, Mokilie, ezaka gaboye.
Mobali akutinga na bomengo asengi ya komandenga na nimi. Mobali akutinga na bangenge asengi ya dirijenga na nimi. Na bandiko bima na ye,
babandiko penga ye, monsieur.
Mario abimi moto,
akanisi biloko na ngai ya ye.
Mario na baye yo. Kende Mario na le.
E komi tango akola la mbeto mokuse makolo milai Mario. Mario na lembi somba mbeto na baye Mario na lembi
koyoka motema pasite ndakonga moko na futaka. Ila mana sombela yo, na tikeli yo souvenir ya bolingo. Moye zalina lavage, na kotindela yo na bato. Mario, na lembi yo. Kende na yo na baye yo.
Mario Mosala kopete na ngai bana bikoko. Banango ya yo. Olingo beba mama mobokoli.
Akopete na nasua, epa izua ya lokuta, epa izua ya biloko.
Akuta kinga na yango.
tambo moke mo sala como mapilo fuera soera somba na paye yo mario na lembio bima bima na paye yo
mario na lembo ngwali kelemba mi tutu kumisatu na sombi mercedes 190 na ibisi mario mo como se topima to que no sa promenade to comme na nzela mario binanga yo zonga kotenga na zali na kumba fatu ko ba mona binga na sombi yango na ibisi mario te ndapina na poso na kumba po eloko na sombi sika ba to sombi na penga na sombi to weli volanga na mario mario a tutte ringa fatu na nzete
zato esali na no ya meme olingio baby sanga elongi ipare pasi nyoso zwa kamosala ko baby sabango bilongi ke pananga na stope na le Mario papa na paye yo Kende na yo na lebio
Mario ni mama kumizo bimpo swa matama na pomade Teza mwindwe ya motane Alinga kobala basi ya age na yete Alinga obeba mama mobokoli Mario Mario Valise za na yete Toki mama moboko ya bengani ye Akanga kobe biloko na liputa ye Babro sanda Masini ya mandef Kisanola Kut
Na bandiko bimana ye, na bandiko benga ye, mesyo Mopale a bimbi moto, akanisi biloko nanga ya ye Mopale a kutinga na ngenge, asengi ya komande narandimi Na bandiko bimana ye, na bandiko benga ye, mesyo Mario a bimbi moto, akanisi biloko nanga ya ye Mario na baye yo
Yo.
Bima na yo na le miyo Mema bila mana baye yo
Mario, a travers yo Na pesa baleke mususu toli Boko miko ni kabasi ya patopo na bambongo na bango Mobani ya salimbongo wa salimbongo apesi mwasi Yo kei, oke ko vande la yepo sili sayango Ah, yo Mario Okutinda ku apartement kitoko Biloko yi muta sombite Yo lali obandi telephone television Oh Mario Kanisa ke mobali wa somba ki onpa Muna ki pasi Likambo nini Mario Ah Likambo nalo bangute ezaite 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 Mario
Koyoka motema pasite Nakonga moto na futaka Ila mana sombela yo, na tikeli yo souvenir ya bolingo Oye zalina lavash, na kotinde la yo na pato mwika Mario, na lembio, kende mapa na lembio Bima bima na baye yo
Mario, ba sapato ya Weston, na ba sapato ya Coco, olataka Kaka mwasi muta sombela kayo Bilamba ya Valentino, complet ya cuir, na ba chemise ya soie, ba ceinture ya lézard. Kaka mwasi muta sombela kayo Mario. Ba suki ekome kolala milelu milelu singa singa na moto. Kaka mwasi muta futaka coiffeuse wana. Ah,
ba prodinga na pakolaka, nzoto ekoma sembe sembe. Okopete nga na soka, lobi na so maladi ya cancer. Lobi tango na kopola yo boinga ye.
matela na ye ya bomona ekomi ntango akolala matela etoboka ebimisa mpasi polomue na baye e mario matela mokosa na lemi e somba matela na baye
lelokoso na lobi bitumba na baye lelo makambo lobi makambo na lemi naboyi kobebisa nzoto na manzaka na baye yo mario na lembi yo mema bilamba na lembi yo kotikeloko te na baye yo
mario nauti zando nakuti na ndako mario asiliki nakanisi bana mosala balambili biloko malamu te ngamboko nakoti na cuisine nalambeli mario nakii na mesa mario aboyi kolia asiliki abengi ngai pembeni alobi sheri oyibikina nasiliki ngai bite nayebi te abi bakomple oyo alin ebimi sikoyo soki osombeli ngai te libala ekokufa ya mbala oyo
mario akuti nga na ngenge asengi adirige nga na ndimi na bandi kobima na ye babandi kobenga ye monsieur mario avimbi moto akanisi biloko na ngai ya ye mario na baye yo mobali mabe na lembi yo kobetaka nga na lembi yo papa
ah mario vraiment kende nokaka na bagrand frère ya quartier okoma kosalela bango zuwa bato bamonisika ngai nakoli mario mario akomona ntango bakosala versement ya mbongo bayi kotikela ngai mario alongoli sengle alingi siko asala konte ya mbongo zuwa etondi ye mbanga na mitoki mario me mbongo yango eza kokonte ya yo
akobetenga na zuwa epai zuwa ya lokuta epai zuwa ya biloko akutaki nga na yango likambo moke mosala koboma biloko ya ndako ye na somba na lembi yo mario papa na baye yo kende na yo na lembi yo lokoso eleki na lembi yo
bafami ya mario bakanisaka mario apesaka ngai mosolo nzoka ngai moto nalakisaka ye naleisaka ye nalalisaka e mario antuka nalembi mbala oyo soki oyoki lisusu natuni ata bamuziki na ngai baya kobondela yo kende libela daye oza mwana bato ngai mpe na mwana bato mwin
make me call oh
Jay
oh yeah suffer suffer shake your chingere
chingere chingere
make I suffer shake my chongoro your love took me by surprise you can see it in my eyes and I've come to realize it's a fact that I can't deny oh my oh my oh my you don't make me lose control baby my kakini open the door show me the way
it's a trikata
Quarry,
quarry,
quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry, quarry,
baby. Chérie, pardon. Sorry, baby.
Chérie, aïe, nous allons essayer.
Your front and behind you, it's fit for body, oh. It enter my body, oh, baby.
Your love took me by surprise. You can see it in my eyes, and I've come to realize it's a fact that I can't deny. Oh my, oh my, oh my. You don't make me lose control, baby. My cockini, open the door, show me the way. I said, trick attack.
Ali, il faut pas qu'il cap la merveille trois fois hassle and Mr.
Love tonight, love today, simple, complex, complex, simple.
Flavor.
You know, I enjoy your presence, you know, ay, 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 ay,
dawa, dawa, mama,
yo, yo,
runja chirengu,
yo, yo,
kondanga kapiro,
yo, yo,
untwana mbiro, mbiro,
watao,
nange mbiro, mbiro,
watao,
runja chirengu,
yo, yo,
kondanga kapiro,
yo, yo,
untwana mbiro, mbiro, miro miro,
oh
yeah yeah yeah, my baby you take me so high, oh yeah, simbarara, you make me dance, kumbaya, mera.
Erinya ryoni basa, yegwe ndi basa.
And that was music from the continent. We hope you enjoyed it. Nightline Africa comes to you on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC from the English service of The Voice of America. And from the rest of the Nightline team, managing editor Shaka Sali, reporter and producer Douglas Simpuga, and our engineer for today, Thomas Blondet, we say a big thank you for joining us tonight. And remember, as the elders say, popular beliefs on essential matters must be examined in order to discover the original thought. I'm your host, Peter Clotte, in Washington. Good evening, Africa.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, has sanctioned General Celestin Kanyama, the commander of the National Police Force in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of the Congo, for his role in police violence targeted against DRC civilians, including peaceful protesters. The action is not directed at the people of the DRC, but rather is a targeted sanction imposed on one individual. It will freeze Kanyama's assets subject to U.S. jurisdiction and generally prevent U.S. persons from engaging in transactions with him. OFAC designated Kanyama for being responsible for or complicit in or having engaged in directly or indirectly the targeting of women, children, or any civilians through the commission of acts of violence, abduction, or forced displacement in the DRC, and for being a leader of an entity that has or whose members have engaged in such conduct. The United States is concerned about the political crisis in the DRC. A continuation of the current practices of the government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, especially the arrest of political opponents and restriction of legitimate political activity by opposition political parties and civil society, runs counter to the ideals of the DRC's own constitution and could undermine the country's stability. The United States urges all Congolese stakeholders to refrain from violence and to commit to an inclusive, credible dialogue aimed at advancing national elections in line with the Constitution of the DRC. The United States remains a partner ready to work hand in hand with the people and government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo to ensure peaceful, credible, and democratic elections. But should conditions not improve, the United States will consider targeted sanctions against additional individuals. In announcing the sanctions against General Kanyama, OFAC's acting director John Smith said, "As President Kabila's constitutionally limited term nears its end in December, the regime has engaged in a pattern of repression, including the arrest of opposition members and violent suppression of political protests, all to avoid scheduling national elections. Treasury's action sends a clear message that the United States condemns the regime's violence and repressive actions, especially those of Celestin Kanyama, which threaten the future of democracy for the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.